You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers.
Tough.
Do you think a team has ever regretted a road it drove down more than the Jets and Aaron Rodgers drive? On their GPS at some point, they're like, we could go here, we could go here. And then it's Aaron Rodgers' place, turn right. And they did. Now, if you just go a little ways down and turn around, maybe that's like after the Achilles or after that first season, maybe you don't do crazy damage. But everyone's going to want to bring up one contract that was bad for a team, and every club has those. Danny, they gave $75 million to Rodgers over a couple of years, including the, I think it's $59 million in dead money that's still set to come his way.
Oh, man.
They traded two twos for him. So you're talking about two early picks. And by the way, a two for them now as a bad team each of the last 2 years. You know, more mediocre bad last year, and this year just flat out bad when he actually played more games. Those are not like the 26th pick in the draft twos. Those are earlier second round picks. Those are closer to ones than threes. Then, because Rodgers wanted some friends to come with him and wanted to get the perks that he didn't get in Green Bay, he wants Alan Lazard. He wants Randall Cobb. He wants Tim Boyle as backup from Green Bay at one point in time. So they bring those guys in, and that's contracts and commitment to those guys. Then he wants Davante Adams at the trade deadline. So you trade a three for him. So now you're out two twos and a three, plus all the money that I've just mentioned and those contracts, all to win five games, by the way. Plus he wants the quirky little coordinator that he likes, Nathaniel Hackett.
Now I got to do that.
Who's already been fired by the Broncos, and now he's available. But now you're going to rip play calling away from him. The whole thing's weird. Everything that they did to appease him for two football seasons, to lose and have him not play very well after he was hurt for the first year. You cannot convince me that a team has put itself in a worse business position by going all in on a guy at any point.
Like, so
come up with one example.
I racked my brain trying to, I mean, what do you search on the Googles for this? You know what I mean? Like, worst team decisions. They're all the one bad contract. I think the only thing that rivals it is actually still going on. The only thing that rivals this, and it may exceed it depending on your perspective, is Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. Think about what they gave up for Deshaun Watson. First and fourth round selections.
Oh.
First and third round selections. And first and fourth round selections in three consecutive years. The largest contract in terms of guaranteed money that you could possibly have.
He ruined the Browns.
His cap hit this coming season, $72.9 million. That, now, it's going to be renegotiated or changed or whatever. I can't remember exactly when the what they did in terms of altering that, but that's what it was scheduled to be when they signed the deal. And that's in advance of 2026 when it goes down to, oh, wait, I'm told it's the same, $72.9 million in terms of cap damage. They still need a quarterback. It's a mess. The PR has been terrible. Now, they didn't do the things that you're talking about with the Jets. In other words, that's a bad trade, a bad contract. But you didn't have to go get 17 guys from Houston because they were okay that time. You didn't have to go get this guy or that guy or this personal coach or this.
Well, there were less moves, like quantity-wise, for sure. You didn't go get receivers and backup quarterbacks and stuff like that. But I don't know why Watson didn't come up as I was thinking about this, and I thought there's no way a team has ever screwed itself more with a move. Yeah, I mean, the Browns were pretty good. Like, on the quarterback away, verge of being legit, and they stink now. And Myles Garrett wants out, and their fans hated them the moment they went, I mean, some of them, and got Deshaun Watson, and they alienated people by doing that. And just doing that, you put your neck on the line a little bit because you're going and getting a guy that is...
some baggage there, right?
The bad boy of the league at that moment. And then he plays the way he has, which has been one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL since.
So to me, it's almost two separate categories. One is, I think, the worst trade in NFL history. I believe that.
There's no denying that. The Watson trade is the worst trade that any team has ever made.
When you combine contract, performance, what they gave up, etc., there have been giant hauls that were one-sided. This is now, I think, number one. But so in terms of a trade, the Rodgers thing in and of itself, that one move doesn't compare to that. But when you add up everything that you also mentioned, personal coach, who knows what changes are like. There can be no purple in any rooms because I saw that in a vision that I had. I can't have someone, that's eaten tomatoes in the same week as me. So you got to move this guy. All the stuff we don't even know about with how crazy that dude is and how much of a pain in the ass he is. Like, your whole culture changed. Whereas this one guy was just bad at football and you probably shouldn't have traded. Not even probably. You shouldn't have traded for him. He's a jerk. This dude was supposed to be the savior in terms of Rodgers, and you followed him into the dark abyss.
I think there is a case that the Browns deal ruined them more and faster because of how badly Watson played and how much fully guaranteed money. It's the contract.
Yep.
No one had ever gotten anything close. It's like everyone makes $10, $12, $14, $15 over a few years, and you're like, we'll give you $73. It's like, wait, I'm sorry.
Oh, and don't forget the 11-game suspension he had to serve first before he even played for them.
That's a great point.
Jeez.
He did not get to play until the end of the season. They brought him in knowing he was going to be suspended, and he sat for 11 games, which, by the way, was the best thing that ever happened to them because they got 11 mediocre quarterbacked games.
They got a handful of Flacco games.
Which is better than him being terrible. That was before Flacco, I believe. Flacco came in when he was injured. They had Jacoby Brissett.
Oh.
Then Brissett. Jacoby Brissett outplayed him.
Mm.
Then the next year was Joe Flacco.
Flacco.
Who outplayed him as well.
Oh, yeah.
This year he was being outplayed by Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
And that's with Jameis Winston throwing a pick six every three drives. Still better than Deshaun Watson. Absolutely crazy. Oh. I'm still going to say that the Jets and Rodgers, because of the level of commitment with the totality of, like, making the house ready for him.
Yep.
All the rooms get repainted, all that stuff. But the Watson example is a really, really good one. Teams have just gone head over heels crazy for quarterbacks. They're willing to do anything.
And I get it. Must be nice to not have to worry about that.
Never again, hopefully. Well, we have to. Certainly not for a while.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.